Bring it up.
I can't.
Bring it up, you stupid idiot. What am I supposed to do with you, huh?
I can't.
Come on.
I'm not coming. Leave me alone.
Come on, Bita, please. Let's go and rest. Come here. Slowly. Slowly.
Let go.
I said slowly. What can I do? Slowly. Can you go to your room? Go slowly, okay? Hello?
Hello. So what's happened?
Please come in. The stupid girl washed down every tablet within reach in the house.
Did you call an ambulance?
No, I made her throw the whole thing up. Sorry you have to find out like this.
No problem. So how is she?
She's better. It was my fault.
Why yours? Everyone is responsible for whatever they do.
After you left the other day, I had a real go at her. I told her to her face what I thought about what she's done, and she went into her room and cried. This morning, when I wanted to go to work, I looked in on her and saw that she was unconscious on the bed. I went and slapped her, and she came to. After that, I made her throw up.
I feel sorry for her. That's all I can say.
She hasn't eaten for 2 days. Last night she had a temperature. She said you are like the rest and just wanted to use her, but that she's falling for you because of the affection you showed her. Now she can't forgive herself.
Listen, Najme, it's really easy for a person to just fall in love with someone. But when the feeling's gone, it's really hard to get it back.
I know it's hard to forgive Bita, but you should try and give her another chance.
I want to help her solve her father's problems. Could you please call her? Hello? Hello, Layla? No, I'm busy at the moment, sorry. In an hour? Sure. Goodbye. I heard that woman, the plaintiff, came after you. But when one door shuts, another one opens.
For me, everything is over.
If you want to talk like that, I'll go and you'll never see me again. My Uncle Reza is waiting to hear from me about your father. Also, you and your brother have a house that you can sell unofficially so that your father can get out of prison.
Why? Can that house be sold?
I think I know someone who can do it. His name's Mehran. Tomorrow we'll go and see him.
What the hell? Only 30 million?
And that's what I'm giving you out of my own pocket. We can't cash the buyer's check yet.
Surprise, surprise.
Why?
Because the guy's a con man. He gave a false address. The number he gave's been cut off.
What could you possibly do with his number and address? I already told you, I'll take care of it.
Mehran, do you really mean what you say?
Yes, of course.
Where do you know him from?
What are you so worried about, Sasa?
I'm worried about my money. Call the whole thing off.
Looks like you're completely losing it. Where am I going to find another customer
at this stage? I'll find one myself. Thank you.
So you're going to have to bear the consequences. Listen to me, Sasan. If I were in your place, I wouldn't do this. The buyer has no idea about anything that's between you and Farhad. What would happen if he decided to come to your house? Then what would you say to Farhad? What exactly are your plans for your trip?
In 2 weeks, I have an interview. I'll give in my documents.
All right, then. So you have time.
Mehran, give me my money and get it over with, please.
Look, Sasan, if I put some pressure on the buyer, he might give in and stand down. I said in a week I'll give you all the money in one go. Huh?
What if you can't find him? Then what?
I will find him. Don't you worry. Sasan. You know I'm looking out for you. Hello, Shakiba. How are you? Where are you? I want you to wait a few more minutes, then go and deliver the envelope as soon as I tell you to.
Okay, sir. I will. Hello, ma'am.
Hello.
I have an envelope here for Mr. Amini.
What is it?
Some of Mr. Amini's personal documents.
Personal documents?
Yes, he seems to have left them somewhere. The stand-up guy who found them has asked me to return them to you.
Thanks, sir. Please wait there just a moment. Maybe he would like to thank you for it himself.
Well, he'll have to thank the person that actually found the documents. I'm sure that he'll be in contact with you. Thank you.
Excuse me, Mr. Amini. A gentleman came with this envelope.
Open it. Let me see.
He said it's personal documents you left somewhere. And there's someone on the line who's waiting to speak to you.
Who is it?
The one who found the documents.
That'll be all, thanks.
Yes, okay.
Yes?
Please excuse me for disturbing you. I thought this would be the best time to try and make contact. You see, Mr. Amini, I've experienced something like this myself.
You know, finding something after a long time?
Seeing some documents that you may have lost years ago, or perhaps even forgotten about entirely, sitting right in front of you.
You're suddenly so happy you think it's a dream.
Hello? Mr. Amini, are you there? Can you hear me?
Don't get me wrong.
I don't expect you to offer me any kind of reward or something else of the sort. I merely thought that now we've become acquainted, you know.
I wanted to tell you that one of my friends wants
to import some industrial machinery, and he wants to come and see you. He has a few questions about getting a loan and a few other things like that.
Calm down. What are you shouting about?
You've ruined
you
my life! Why should I calm down?
Sasan, what exactly are you doing here?
I've come to mess your scam up.
What are you talking about? Come in here.
Until I find out what's going on, I'm not going anywhere.
What's the matter with you, Sasan? What do you want from me?
So this was why you weren't worried. You bring your employee along pretending to be a buyer, yeah? Let go of me.
And what's that supposed to mean? Do you have any idea what you're saying?
Believe me, I know very well. From now on, I know exactly what to do.
Yes, okay, I'll explain everything to you later. Now get out.
I don't want any more explanations. I can see what a dirty con man you are.
Shut up now, Sasan, or I'll tell them to throw you out, huh?
You bought my house off for half price because you thought it was stolen, right?
If it's not stolen, then what on earth is it? You embezzled the flat off the poor guy and then tried to make off with the money.
What's it to you, you scumbag?
Get him out of here!
Enough! Stop it, both of you!
You, huh?
Do you see now, Fahad? Do you see all the nonsense he's been dishing out? Let me just throw him out.
It's not necessary. You can go. If you were looking for the checks, I have them.
I just can't believe it.
Me neither. When Marin first told me what you had in mind, I was so miserable, I couldn't sleep at night. Why, Sasan? Where did I go wrong? What has made you so ungrateful?
So I see this is all you're doing, right?
That's enough of that.
Nah, this is just the beginning. You've made a very big mistake. You'll see.
Wait, Sasan!
I can't believe you've been so stupid.
He can't do a damn thing to me.
Just like an amateur, you lead him here and tell me he can't do a damn thing? If he causes trouble for Farhad, he is actually causing trouble for us.
He can't actually do anything, except maybe go tell Mohsen and the rest.
Yeah, and then what?
Then nothing. He doesn't have anyone apart from Farhad. No one else is going to listen to him.
Huh. The person I saw was like a man possessed, capable of doing anything.
If there's a person who says he's going abroad, who doesn't have anyone at all, and then suddenly disappears, what would people think about that? I'll find a way to shut him up if necessary.
Hello, Haji. Hello.
You're late.
There was a bit of traffic.
Did you get your money off Mehran?
So what about the documents?
The documents are in my bag.
So why didn't you give them to Haji?
I will, but first I want to talk to you.
I told the young lady that she could give them to me, but she said she was waiting for you to get here. If all the documents are in order as they should be, the engagement ceremony can take place on Sunday with the young lady's father and yours present.
It's all in order, Haji. It's all here. Okay. I'm listening now.
You first. Why are you so agitated?
Because Mehran has conned me. The guy who pretended to be the buyer was one of his own men.
He probably heard Farhad's claims to be the owner of the flat, so he used it to his advantage.
Farhad? Farhad was the one who wanted to pull a fast one on me.
How interesting.
What's interesting? That Farhad and Mehran were in it together and me, the fool, didn't realize?
No, that you and Farhad wanted to get one over each other and both of you went to the same person.
I won't give up. If I don't get what's mine, I'll ruin them.
What's yours?
What's up with you, Shaida?
Me? Nothing. I'm just counting all your lies.
What lies? Look, you're upset about that business with Bita, but I haven't got anything left to hide from you.
I've heard that 1,000 times. The last time I asked you to swear, remember? I told you that if I found out there was something you kept from me, I'd call it off.
I do remember that. But sometimes people make mistakes, don't they?
If I decide to stay with you, I'll live with the fact that you're dumb. But I certainly can't live with the fear that there might be more secrets kept from me.
Believe me, there's nothing else. Now will you give the papers to Haji?
I loved you and all your imperfections. Even with the loans and investments. And I even gave you pocket money and a car. Because of you, I was prepared to leave my father all alone and take the risk of going abroad with you. I even sold my shop to give you the money.
If you want to be like that, let me have my say too. Yeah, you let me drive your car, but it wasn't in my name. You sold your shop, but you didn't give me a penny of it. You never trusted me, did you? And you kept a record of every last penny that you gave me.
That's right, I kept a record. It came to 20 million plus 1 year of my worthless life. Give me the keys to the car. Don't come looking for me. It's the only way I can forget about you, Sasan.
You see, this chart here shows all of our revenues. This one shows all of our expenditures and our profits. This file contains incoming and outgoing reports and financial accounts. And this file is related to project control.
Thanks a lot. It looks like I'm going to be busy with this work you've given me.
That's quite okay, Farhad. Before you, there was another man who was the head of finance in the company. I worked closely with him and I learned a lot of very useful stuff.
I'm quite certain I will need your help. Thanks a lot, Mr. Shekiba.
If there's anything else, don't hesitate to ask.
Could you close the door? Hello? I knew you would call me today instead of leaving it till tomorrow.
Never in my life did I think you and me would come to this.
I truly doubt this was any of your doing. I think it was that greedy girl who is behind all this.
Very well, Farhad. I've called to finish it all off for good.
I was waiting to hear just that.
To me, you are still just like Nima.
Yeah. Look, I want 50 million to leave and keep my mouth shut.
What is that supposed to mean? I thought you called to apologize.
Okay. I'm really, really sorry. Will you give me the 50 or not?
You're absolutely shameless, Sasan. The 50 you got before is more than you deserve.
Please excuse me for just a second. How much would you have had to give a caretaker for the last 5 years? How about you tell me that?
You've said enough, Sasan.
I was ready to compromise even though it was my right.
Your right? What right?
All right, Farhad. I don't want to cause you any more trouble than I need to.
Sasan, are you threatening me?
Call it whatever you like. Call it blackmail. I'm going to see Mohsen right now, and I'm pretty sure he'll be interested in what I have to say.
Go and do whatever the heck you like.
Anyway, it's going to take me an hour to get to Mohsen, so if you change your mind, give me a call. Goodbye.
I thought we'd come here so it would be easier to talk.
It's a nice place to hear what you have to say.
What would you like to hear?
We young people are generally in need of advice.
And you really listen to advice, right?
Well...
advice can only be useful if a person is ready to listen to it.
Okay, then, I'm all ears.
So now you've heard about me and my daughter's past. You know how bad things were for us, and how we lost out on so much.
But thank God, things are looking up now.
Of course, I thank God for that, too. I'm thankful to Mohsen, too. But the things that we lost in life won't come back, you know. Take a look at Saba as an example. She's only 20. Sunken eyes, pale. She's a nervous wreck and very scared. Any noise can make her jump out of her skin and her whole body really shake.
I really hope she gets better as soon as possible.
Oh, yeah. I really hope so, too. My dear Saeed, one bad decision could take a person down the wrong path. At first you think that it's your life and you have the right to make whatever decision you want. But then you realize that the decisions you make could wreck the lives of everyone around you too. Mehran and Saba are separated for a while. But you know Mehran's shadow still follows us everywhere.
I know, Layla. Young people sometimes choose the wrong route. But I'm back on track now. I really feel it.
Well, why don't you talk with your dad?
We just can't seem to talk to each other.
I know. But you should try and help the relationship with your dad, too.
But what can I do?
Tell him about all your feelings. Share the decisions you want to make. Tell him about everything that happens to you. Think of him as a friend that you want to discuss things with.
That's impossible, Layla. Me and my father can't be like that. There are a lot of things that we can't be.
What have you got to lose? Saeed, you can be sure. It's not good sense to try and experience everything for yourself, you know what I mean?
Look how Zora sees to everything and looks after you too, huh?
Yeah. I ask her to.
Me and you and Saeed grew up together, didn't we? But I don't know why you're the only one to have settled down. But it was to be expected, because you were a bit more sensible.
Are you sure I'm more sensible? As far as I can remember, you always said that marriage was for people who are incompetent and backward.
Yes, exactly, and I still say the same. So why did you call me, Nima?
Don't tell me you came here just because I called you, because I won't believe you.
This is your share.
Thank you.
Nima, I'll go upstairs and take some food for Vahid, if that's okay.
Fine.
I'll see you later.
Okay. Now you can say what you came for. What happened?
I wanted to go and see Mohsen. But I just couldn't do it.
You're being very mysterious today, Sasan. What's going on?
Can you handle what I have to say?
Hello, Uncle.
Hello, Zora, dear. Are you okay?
Thanks, I'm fine. I made some stuffed grape leaves and took them upstairs for you.
You shouldn't have, dear. Thank you so much. Do you know how long it's been since I had that dish?
Enjoy it. Please come in, Uncle.
No, I don't want to trouble you. By the way, if you need anything, just let me know, okay?
Thank you very much. But please come in. Sasan is here and he's talking to Nima.
Sasan?
Hello, Uncle.
Hello, son.
Sasan really wanted to come and talk to you, but he'd much rather talk to you down here.
He probably wants to talk about his fight with Saeed, right?
No, Uncle. It's nothing to do with that.
Is anybody home? Lady of the house? Somebody give me the time of day. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Thanks, I'm fine. What's with the tablets? What's wrong with you?
I have a really terrible headache.
Look, go and get ready. We'll go out for a spin. We'll eat out tonight. Don't take so many pills.
But we can't. We have guests.
We have guests? Which guest? You haven't cooked anything?
Sasan called earlier.
What'd he say?
He said he's coming over. Hello, Sasan, dear.
Hello.
Go on in. There's only us. Nice to see you.
Look, I won't stay long, and I want to tell you a few things before Farhad comes back.
Like what? Marzia, come and sit down. Sasan wants to put on a show for us.
Speak up, Sasan. What did you want to tell us?
It's better if Farhad himself tells us.
What is it? You can't do it? You didn't think I'd be home at this time of day, right? Admit it so Marzia can get to know you better.
All right, then, I'll tell you. This apartment belongs to Farhad.
It's Farhad's. Farhad, what does Sasan mean?
Before he went to prison, he put it in my name so they wouldn't take it off him.
I'm glad you eventually owned up to it being mine. But tell us about yourself, about what you were about to do before I stopped you. Do you know why he's upset, Marzia? Because he wanted to sell it without me knowing and run off with all the money. But all his plans fell through. So now he comes running to you.
Sasan wanted to secretly sell this place. What about you? You hid buying this place from me for 5 years?
Give me a chance, I'll explain.
He hid it because he bought it with the stolen money.
You be quiet, Sasan. You don't know anything.
I know everything, and I'll tell everyone because I don't have anything to lose. You got me?
I feel sorry for myself. I wasted my lifetime trying to make something out of you.
You've not wasted it. I've turned out like you.
You're an idiot, repeating what everyone else says. I bought you this place with my own money.
Oh, your own money, huh?
Yes, my money.
One doesn't hide his own money.
I hid it because I didn't want them to take it off me. If I could, I would have put the office, the factory, everything I own into somebody else's name. Marzia!
Believe me, this was just a start. Just wait for the next ones, my friend.
You get out.
So you think Sasan did this for the sake of God?
Of course not.
So his real intention was to get at Farhad?
Sasan very clearly said that he kept quiet all these years and looked after that flat for him. But now Farhad has thrown him out.
And then he probably did not give Sasan the share that he expected.
Brother, don't you think it would be better if you spoke to Sasan yourself?
Why should I speak to him? So that he can repeat to me again what he said. It would upset me to hear that Farhad has been brought to his knees, or hear him insist that he hasn't done anything wrong.
And I wouldn't be pleased either.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Nice to see you. What brings you here?
I'm not going to go back to that house again.
What do you mean?
I told you before, brother.
Very well. Come and sit down. Let's talk. Sit down.
Mohsen, I really don't know how to apologize to you right now.
This is not the time at all.
I wish you hadn't worried so much about me and told me right from the start what it was all about.
Azir, dear, neither myself nor Mohsen wanted to talk about the ghost of the past and Farhad's mistakes.
But what was the point of that, brother? Farhad still insists he's in the right. And he believes that the house, just like the money they got off of him, is his.
God help us. We are all humans who make mistakes. But insisting on committing sins brings disaster upon us.
I can't put up with his irrational behavior anymore. And this new friend of his is what worries me more than anything else.
A new friend?
She means Mehran, Layla's son-in-law. He's a professional con man, that guy.
He said he met him when they were in prison. He's promised to give him a job, too. Brother, a few days ago, I found a check for 30 million toman in the house in Mehran's name.
30 million? For what?
I really don't know.
Maybe it has to do with the sale of the apartment.
Farad and Sasan tried to double-cross each other. And then both of them put their trust in Mehran.
Is that what Sasan said?
I got them to meet face to face so I could get the truth. And Farhad doesn't deny anything.
I'll talk to Farad somehow. But leaving Farad on his own, especially now, it could be a mistake.
I refuse to go back to a house that has been bought with stolen money.
Father, will you come out for a moment?
What is it?
Ali's come back and wants to see you.
I'll be right back.
Mohsen, please take good care of Saeed.
Saeed?
I'm afraid he's also meeting with Mehran.
Hello, Mr. Karimi.
Hello, Ali, my son. Welcome home.
Thank you.
What's new?
Actually, I've just got back from Avaz. All of the bodies have been identified except for that one. Aside from the ID chain, there were personal things.
They're gonna bring him to Tehran.
I would like you to help me.
If they do not identify the body, they'll bury it as unknown.
There is only one person who can help us.
Hello, yes? Hello, Haji Reza. Come there at this time of night? No, Haji, Marzia can come back herself. I'm used to being on my own, Haji. Tomorrow. Well, to be totally honest with you, Haji, I'm gonna be very busy the next few days. I'll let you know. Bye.
Thanks a lot, son.
Oh, yummy. What have you made, Zeed?
It's nothing special.
You don't have a fever, but it's odd.
Vahid.
From now on, we won't have dirty dishes left lying about. A dirty or untidy house?
No more.
Laziness and clutter?
No more.
Something else we won't have anymore. Being late for school. Will somebody please take me to school?
Well, then why don't you ask Saeed? That's if he has time. Huh, Saeed?
Ask me then. Hello?
Dad, give me the sugar.
Here you go.
Father, if you're in a hurry, I'll drop Fahid off.
Thanks a lot, Saeed. And take the car to the car wash on the way. Let me give you the car keys.
Let me eat this.
No, you eat your breakfast. Saeed, come with me. By the way, Saeed, I wanted to talk to you about something important.
Sure, what about?
About Mehran, Layla's son-in-law. You know there's a long-standing dispute between them over a piece of land and a kid.
I've heard something about it.
Mehran will do anything to get what he wants. Layla has filed a complaint and is going to court with the checks and promissory notes. They'll be coming to get him soon. Sasan, after all this time being friends with him, has only just found out what he is. It would be a good idea to drop in on Sasan.
Meet with Sasan?
Uh-huh. He was here yesterday. He had a lot of interesting things to say. Go and see him. Let me give you the car keys.
Hello.
Hello. This is the new car my father bought. I took Vahid to school in it. On the whole, we've been much friendlier these last few days.
That's very good. I'm glad.
But I'm having doubts.
About what?
If to go see Mehran or not. Recently, the dispute between Layla and Mehran has escalated.
Their dispute is their business. What's it to us?
Mehran isn't a nice person.
Can he see to my business or not? Please tell me that. Sorry. Saeed, this is the last thing I'll ask of you. Please help me.
The relationship between me and Saeed is like a crystal dish that has been repaired after being broken. Now it needs a lot of care.
Saeed is worried about the same thing, and that's why he doesn't say anything about his relationship with Bita. I think he doesn't want to lose you again.
I'm terrified to ask him straight out. He might feel as if he has to lie to me again.
Do what you think you must. Show him how much you trust him. He's looking for someone to pour his heart out to and get advice from. Who better than you?
I hope so. So tell me, what are you going to do?
Like I said, I'll go and see Bita. I was actually her employer once. I'll ask her how she is.
Anyway, what can I say?
He's coming. Make sure you don't make a mistake. Hello.
Hello, Saeed. How are you? You must be Bita, am I right?
Yes. Hello.
Hello. Sorry, I'm a bit late. I got stuck. So, Saeed, how have you been? Have you considered my offer?
I did, but I haven't made up my mind just yet.
You know, I think you two could make a wonderful couple. Just so long as you don't miss out on the opportunities coming your way.
What opportunity?
As I told you before, with a check and a few promissory notes, you can have your own shop. It's as simple as that.
As easy as that?
Yes, although you'll have to buy some things like a stove. It needs to be done. Bita could definitely help you with that. Saeed, if you get this fast food shop up and running, you'll be able to pay off your debts, and you'll finally be able to get married like you wanted to.
Okay, I'll think about it.
Make sure you do think about it, because I can't give you any more than a few days. There's a customer waiting for it.
Okay, but actually we've come here to talk about her problem.
Problem?
My father is on death row, and I have to get hold of 60 million.
The blood money is 60 million. We've raised some of it and given it. They have a house in her father's name, so they wanted to give the deeds to you.
But what for?
So that you sell it for her.
Huh. Why doesn't her dad just sell it?
Because her father won't agree to sell.
How am I supposed to sell it if he won't agree?
If you sell it when he comes out of prison, I'll persuade him to put it in whoever's name you want.
Do you really expect me to sell a house while the owner is in prison and isn't prepared to sell it? You mean a forgery and that kind of thing, right? I'm sorry, I don't do anything illegal.
Look, sir, my life is upside down. I have to get the blood money together any way I can.
Fine. It's going to take me a few days.
She means she doesn't have much time. In a week, her father...
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm going on a trip for a day or two, but when I get back, I'll see you both, I promise. Bita, you bring the deeds. Saeed, you bring the promissory notes. 5 or 10 million. Oh, and Bita, dear, dial my number into your mobile and then give me a call so that I can get your number as well. 0912.
Has Saeed told you everything?
More or less.
Saeed's a good lad, but a little bit naive. At first, their relationship was one-sided. I mean, only Saeed cared for Bita. But you see, then Bita fell in love with Saeed. Saeed found out about what Bita had been up to. Saeed left Bita, and Bita had nothing else to live for.
He left her?
Didn't he tell you?
Yes. Well, you have to accept that any boy in Saeed's position would have done the same thing.
You're actually right. But Bita tried to justify her behavior because of her father's predicament.
Excuses start the fall. Are you saying that Saeed found out about everything Bita did?
Well, I think so.
You see, Nagme, if I'm supposed to help Bita and Saeed, I have to know everything. Of course I know a lot of it, but I want to know absolutely everything.
Well, Bita and I had a lot in common. We both had bad fathers. But I decided a lot earlier on to save mine. Because of this, I gave up my studies and university in my hometown and came to Tehran. I tried my best to be affectionate as I could to my father, so he'd stop what he was doing. I had him hospitalized to kick alcoholism.
So is he better now?
Thank God he's better. I sent him back home safely. Now I'm caught up with Bita. If she gets settled, I'll go and join my father.
T- Tell me a bit more about Bita.
Bita is a stubborn girl. She reacted to the cruelty around her. She got into trouble. One day, she suddenly opened her eyes and saw that her father was about to hang for defending her. She decided to try and save him, but in a way that was going to take her down.
Just one question. Who exactly is supposed to be buying Bita's house?
A friend of Said. She said he works in property and land. I told her that I doubt it would be possible to do.
What's his name?
Mr. Rajabian. Mehran Rajabian.
Sir, you wanted to see me?
Well, actually, Mr. Shakiba, this is a whole big bunch of stupid irrelevant files. Just bad calculations of numbers and figures which are impossible.
The truth is, sir, I myself can't make it all out either.
Well, let's take this file here that concerns a piece of land in a township. Who is this Mrs. Leila Mushir?
Ms. Mushir? Ms. Mushir. Ah, Ms. Mushir. It's a private case, sir. It's come to you by mistake.
Mr. Shakiba, I'm the manager of finance in the company. Do I really have to see the books?
Actually, she is one of Mehran's relatives.
A relative?
Well, his mother-in-law. They are really at loggerheads over this plot of land.
It looks like you don't trust me at all, do you?
No, sir, of course I do. Just don't let Mehran know about it.
Of course not. Sit down.
Mehran found a valuable plot of land in a township. It belonged to a mother and a daughter.
Well?
Mehran went and proposed to the daughter, who had fallen head over heels in love with him, and put her share in his name. That's the reason why half of it is now in his name.
So then he tried to get the other half off of his mother-in-law.
Yes, right, sir. It was because of this that he got put in the clink. When you were in prison, he didn't mention anything to you about this?
He did. Close friends always tell each other everything.
Yes, of course, sir. Mehran doesn't trust anybody, but he thinks very well of you. He always talked highly of you to Shahab. They were both waiting for you to be released.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
What are you doing here?
I asked to see him.
Go ahead, get on with your work.
Don't be late, sir. I've put the tickets on your desk.
So, what was he saying?
Nothing. He was just talking about himself.
Don't pay too much attention to him. He talks far too much. He'll waste your time.
Are you going on a trip?
Yeah, for one day, Dubai.
What about Shab?
He's gone to Dubai, just for the day. He'll be coming back today. We're opening an office out there.
Oh. Look, Mehran, I've been going over these files.
And?
They're incomplete.
So complete them.
Well, how should I put this? You see, your previous financial manager was either very unprofessional or, please forgive me, he may have even wanted to cheat you.
Nah, he was completely incompetent. Thank God we have you now, an expert.
It's Amini. Hello there. The file? Well, what's missing?
Just tell him we'll complete it soon.
I'll complete it.
According to the rules and the standards.
Exactly according to the rules and standards.
Ask him when we can come and see him.
Yeah, sure, okay, whatever you say. So when can we come see you? Okay, goodbye.
Tell me everything he said, word for word.
He said the case has gone to the commission.
So he's had a good look at it himself, has he?
He said that he will have to go himself to take part in the commission. But these are the preliminary negotiations.
This is great. I wish Shahab was here so I could tell him. Now is finally the right time to give you that beautiful gift, Farhad.
Mehran, my friend, he said the preliminary negotiations...
It's sorted.
He said the file is still incomplete.
It means they've approved the application for the loan.
What's that?
Your car.
What about the price of it?
It's the money for the job you've done. This is just the first gift of many. You'll get 10% of the loan. Now you can make all of the dreams and fantasies you imagined in prison come true, Farhad.
Yes, but I'm afraid I prefer to wait until the last dream comes true.
It has come true. Go into the parking lot. Hit this so the alarm sounds. So, how is it?
What can I say?
Don't say anything. I'm late. Get in and quickly take me to the airport. Come on.
نفسش میره نمیترسم اگه گاهی دامون بی اثر میشه همیشه لحظه آخر خدا نزدیکتر میشه تو رو دست خودش دادم که از حالم خبر داره که حتی از تو چشماشو یه لحظه بر نمیداره داری از دست من میری با دستای خودت داری همه خستیم و میگیری دعا کردم تو رو بازم با چشمی که نخوابیده مگه میزار دلتنگی مگه گریه همون میده مریضم کرده تنهایی ببین حالم پریشونه تو رو دست خودش دادم که از حالم خبر دار تو از تو چشماشو یه لحظه